Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Gimel. Today's year is once again sponsored by Elishev and Avishai Newman, Lizchus Rufor Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufor Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We are holding on daf Tzadi Beis and Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara is going to continue discussing Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, what exactly happened to them, the story of them being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. We're going to first contrast Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria with the rest of Bnei Doram, everybody else that lived in their time in Bavel, and the great difference between them. The Gemara is going to discuss what happened to Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria after the story of the Kivshan Ha'esh, and also what was Daniel doing at the time of the story of the Kivshan Ha'esh. Where was Daniel at that time? The Gemara is also going to talk about the burning of the two Nevi'ei Sheker and the miraculous salvation of Yoshua Kohen Gadol, who was thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh at the same time as two Nevi'ei Sheker by Nebuchadnezzar. And then on Amud Beis, the majority of Amud Beis is going to elaborate on the six great descendants of Rus, because those six great descendants are David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. So since we're talking about Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah, and Daniel, so we're going to elaborate on all six great descendants of Rus. Then at the bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to have two different explanations of why Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Vazariah are all called Sarisim. What exactly does that mean, that they're Sarisim? And so there are going to be two possibilities to explain that, and we're going to question each possibility. And then the Gemara is going to have two explanations why it is that Nehemiah doesn't have a sefer named after him in Tanakh. So you might ask, well, wait a second, he does. There's a sefer Nehemiah. Now that is name to the book that was given by the non-Jews. By us, it's Ezra. So they call it Ezra Nehemiah as a way of, but it's really the book of Ezra. So why is it that Nehemiah doesn't have a sefer named after him in Tanakh? So let's begin with two lines from the bottom of Tzadi Beis and Beis. Tanu Devei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So Tanu Devei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, they taught in the Beis Medrash of Elazar ben Yaakov, Afilu b'shas ha-sakana li'shana adam es'atzmo min ha-rabbanu shalom. Even when a person is faced with tremendous danger, he should still act with dignity. He shouldn't act like he's afraid. He shouldn't act as if he's been confounded by his enemies in any way. He should act with a great sense of dignity. Shenemar ba'adin guvraya ileich kivsu b'sar b'leyun p'tsheyun v'karbaloson. That the Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah maintained their clothing, their level of big day teferes, that they would go in with their tie up straight and their suit button, even though they were being thrown into a Kivshan Ha'esh, to show that they're not afraid of their enemies, they're servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it, and nothing else is going to rattle them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan comments, Gedolim tzadikim yosem malachei asharis. In a certain sense, tzadikim are greater than malachei asharis. Shenemar, because the pasuk in Daniel says, after Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah are thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, Nebuchadnezzar takes a peek into the Kivshan, and Aneva Amar, and he says to his advisors, Ha anach hazei guvrin arba ashrayin mahalchin begonura. Well, you know what I see? I see four men that are untied, that are not tied down by ropes, and they're walking around in the fire. The chavalo isay bahon, and there's not a mark on them, there's not a wound on them. The reve di revi'a de malavar elohin, and the fourth guy looks like a malach. So that's the fourth of them looks like a malach. That's the malach Gavriel. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches tells us that he's called the revi'i mi bineim. Why is he called the revi'i amongst the four of them? Because the other three are greater. Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah were ahead of the malach Gavriel. So you see from here that tzaddikim are greater than malachim. Amr Rabbi Tanchum Baruch Hani Loi, Bishosh Yatsim Hanan Mishael Vazariah Mikiv Shana Eish, Bo Kolum Asolim V'Tavchul Sanayim Shal Yisrael Al Pneim. At the time that Hanan Mishael Vazariah was saved from the Kiv Shana Eish, and they walked out without a scratch, all of the Umos Olam came, and they started mocking the Jewish people. We call them Sanayim Shal Yisrael, that's obviously Lashon Sagi Nahar. They smacked them on the face. Amr Lem, they said to the Jewish people, Yesh Lecham Eloka Kazeh, you have a God that's able to save people from a Kivshan Ha'esh, v'atem mishtachavim l'tzelem. And look what you're doing. You're violating of a desire. You're being mishtachavim l'tzelem. Why would you do such a thing? Miyad paschu v'yamru, so right away, Klal Yisrael says, L'cha Hashem etzdaka, v'lanu bosh sapanim kayom hazeh, that the pasuk in Daniel, that Hashem is righteous and we're embarrassed by our behavior because it's kayom hazeh, meaning on this day that Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah left the Kivshan Ha'esh, now it's become so evident how wrong we were to follow follow the to be mishtachav el tzelem when we have a Ribbono Shalom who's able to save people from the kivshan eish. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dechsev. What does the pasuk in Shir Hashirim refer to when it says Amarti el betamar ochza b'sansinav? So Amarti el betamar elu Yisrael. Amarti el betamar means that Kakrush Baruch is saying that I wanted that the entire tamar, the entire day tree, should be mine, meaning that all of Klal Yisrael should be tzaddikim. A tamar is a reference to the tzaddikim. Tzaddik tamar yifrach. So I wanted that the entire Klal Yisrael should be tzaddikim. They should all be miskadesh. They should all be mekadesh shem shemayim when in this world. But v'achshav lo biyadi el sans nechad. But all I was able to pull out of it was a single branch. Shel Chananya, Mishael, v'Azarya. They were the only ones that have truly proven themselves to be tzaddikim. That's just the single branch of Chananya, Mishael, v'Azarya, when I intended that all of Klal Yisrael should really be the tzaddikim. Amar Rav Yochanan, so again, this is a contrast between Chananya, Mishael, v'Azarya and everybody else in their generation. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Ma'idich Siv, Re'isi, Alay, Levine, Ish, Rochev, Al-Sus, Adom, Vu, Omei, Bein, Adas, Masher, B'Metzula. What does the pasuk mean in Zechariah when it says, I saw at night and there was a man riding on a red horse and he was amongst the hadasim that are in Mitsula, Mayra Isi Alayla. So that's talking about Pikish Kodesh Baruch Lahapo Chaskalolim Kulo Lalayla. Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world because Klal Yisrael is Mishtach Velitzelem. So Vine Ish Rochev. Who's this Ish Rochev? Ein Ish Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu. An Ish very often refers to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shenamra, the pasuk says Hashem Ish Melchama Hashem Shemo. That we refer to Hashem, the pasuk refers to Hashem as an Ish Melchama. So he is an Ish Melchama in the sense that most Bali Melchama require weapons. They require something else outside of themselves in order to wage war. He is an Ish Melchama in the sense that he alone is able to wage the war without any help, without any weapons. Al Sus Adom, so what does it mean that Hashem is riding on a red horse? HaKadosh Baruch wanted to turn the entire world into blood because they were all mishtachavet to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Kivan shenistakel v'chanani Mishael v'Azariah, but when HaKadosh Baruch took a look at Chanani Mishael v'Azariah, who refused to be mishtachavet to the tzelem, niskar radaito. So his anger subsided. Shnem ravu amed bein adasim masher b'metzulah. HaKadosh Baruch stood himself, held himself back from being macher of the world in the zuchus of the hadas that are in the Metzula. Ve'ein hadasim el tzadikim. Hadasim is a reference to tzadikim. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says about Mordechai, ve'hi omein es hadasa, that he raised Esther, and even though her name was Esther, she was called Hadasa because of her great tzidkus. That's actually a machlokas in the Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel, what her real name was. Was her real name Hadasa, and she was called Esther for a variety of reasons, because of her tznius, or because she shone like the moon, other reasons the Gemara has, or is her real name Esther, and she was called Hadassah, because Hadassah is a name that's given to a tzaddik. So our Gemara is assuming that her real name was Esther, and Hadassah is a name that's given to a tzaddik. Ve'ein Metzula ela Bavel, and Metzula means Bavel. Shenemar, because in the Nevuah of Yeshayo, on the binyan of the second base of Mikdash, that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him is going to happen, it says, Ha'omer Litzula Charvi V'naros Ovish, that he says about Bavel, which is Metzula, which is in a valley, that it's going to dry up, that it's going to be destroyed. There's not going to be anything good left in Bavel. So the Hadasim Asher B'Metzula, what does that mean now? That phrase in the pasuk, Hadasim Asher B'Metzula, means the tzaddikim in Bavel. Who were the tzaddikim in Bavel? Chananya, Mishael, v'Azariah. And that was pretty much it. So that's why the pasuk goes on to say that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood himself, but with the Hadasim Asher B'Metzula, he took a look at the tzaddikim that are in Bavel, that the susim adumim became srukum alavanim miyad malayim rogez. So the susim adumim that were malayim rogez, that were previously labeled as that which was full of anger, nasim srukim, they became colored va'adumim, and those that were red, nasu levanim, they became white, they became entirely white. And white is a symbol of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger subsiding. So first they became srukim, and then they became levanim entirely. Then then they became white. Amra Papa Shmamina Susya Chivara Mali Lechalma. What you see from here is that a white horse is a good sign for a dream. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that a dream is Echon Mishishim B'Nevuah, it's 1/60 of a Nevuah, and that's why the Gemara Brachos has lists of, if you see this in a dream, what it means in a dream. And the Gemara Brachos actually says, in Daf Nun Vav, that someone who sees a Sus Lovin B'Chalom, whether it's Holich B'Nachas, or whether it's running, whether it's walking or running, it's a Simen Yafe, it's a good sign to see a white horse in a dream. Someone sees a red horse in a dream, so if it's B'Nachas, it's a Simen Yafe. If it's Rodef, it's a Simen Ra. So this Gemara also highlights the idea that a white horse is a good sign in a dream. It's a partial nevuah of something very positive. Good, so now the Gemara is going to discuss what happened to Hanani, Mishael, Azariah next, meaning now that we know what happened to them in the Kivshan Ha'esh, so what happened next? Rabbanan Lehecha Azlu, where did they go afterwards, after such an event? What's the postscript of such an incredible miracle? They're called Rabbanan over here, because the Marsha points out, because the Gemara highlighted earlier that even when they were thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, they did not compromise on their Rabbanus, which means they did not compromise on their dignity. So that's why we don't just refer to them as Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. Those Rabbanan, those extraordinarily dignified people that even in the face of tremendous oppression maintained their dignity. So where did they go afterwards? What was their next stop? So I'm a Rav. By Ayin Hara Mesu, they died with the Ayin Hara, that everyone gave them an Ayin Hara, everyone was looking at them, that look how they were saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh. So they were able to be saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh, but they weren't able to be saved from the Ayin Hara. That's what the Gemara B'Metziah Daf Kuf Zayin tells us, that Tishim V'Teisha Anashim, out of 99 out of 100 people die by Ayin Hara, the Gemara says. So the Adama says that's what our Gemara must be assuming as well, that even people who are able to be saved by Kivshan Ha'esh, no one is safe from an Ayin Hara. And what's the protection against an Ayin Hara? So, little known fact, it is not a red string. That is not a protection to an Ayin Hara. The Tosefta Masechta Shabbos tells us that is a violation of Darkei Amori to wear a red string. What is a protection from an Ayin Hara? So, Atznei Alecha Sim Hashem Elokecha. By not drawing attention to oneself, it's just Hanani Mishael Vazari couldn't help it. They were thrown into a Kivshan Ha'esh and they were saved. So, obviously, it's going to draw attention. But a person tries not to draw attention to themselves, that is the best protection from the Ayin Hara. Ushmuel Amar Baroch Tavu. Shmuel says that they drown in the saliva of the Umos HaOlam. The Umos HaOlam kept on spitting at Klal Yisrael because, as we said before, they were mocking Klal Yisrael. You have a God that saves people from the Kivshan Nation, your Mishtachavel L'Selem. So it was that saliva that drowned them. Now, it's hard to imagine the Gemara means that literally. Obviously, there's a God, it's a Gemara, the Marsha explains, B'Derech Drash, that because Hanani Mishael V'Azariah caused the Umos HaOlam to be Mevazah, the rest of Klal Yisrael for being Mishtachva Letzelem, that's why Hanani Mishael V'Azariah died, because it was the dignity of Klal Yisrael that was lost as a result of them, so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have to suffer the indignity anymore, which is an amazing thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu was ready to destroy Klal Yisrael also, but still one has to be so careful with the dignity of the Jewish people that if they were causing indignities to be perpetrated upon the Jewish people, that had to be their end. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar was a more cheerful end, that Olal Eretz Yisrael V'Nasu They made Aliyah, they got married, and they had wonderful families. So they were not interested in working for Nebuchadnezzar anymore, so after what they just experienced. So that's it, they left. They left Nebuchadnezzar. So Kitanai, and in fact, this is the Machlokes Tanaim. Rabbi Lazar Omer Bayna Rameh, Rabbi Shua Omer Baroch Tavu, V'cham Omer Olar Tzol, V'nas Nashim, V'lid Banim V'banos, that we attach names to each of these three sheetals. Shenemar, how do I know that they went to Eretz Yisrael? Pasuk says that the Malach Hashem said to Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Shemano Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Atavreacha Yoshum Lufnecha, Ki Anshe Mofes Hema. You and your friends are Anshe Mofes. Ezrei Manash Mishnasla Mofes. Who are people that had some sort of Mofes happen with them? Haviyomer Zechanani Mishael V'Azariah. It must have been Chanani Mishael V'Azariah. Yoshua Kohen Gadol was in Eretz Yisrael. So Chanani Mishael V'Azariah were with him in Eretz Yisrael. V'Daniel Lehechonazal. So ask Gemara, where was Daniel? And we're not asking where was Daniel afterwards. We're asking where was Daniel at the time. Daniel was one of the tzaddikim and a close advisor of Nebuchadnezzar. So if he was there, he certainly wouldn't have been mishtachaveh. He would have been Moser Nefesh, just like Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah. He should have been part part of the story. So l'chora, the Gemara could have said that Daniel was there and he was not mishtachve, but Nebuchadnezzar didn't want to throw him into a kifshan ha'esh because Nebuchadnezzar worshipped him, literally. He worshipped him like a god. The psukim tell us as much. So the Marshal explains from the pshat of the psukim in Daniel, it seems that the gezerah was on all of them without a yotze min haklal, meaning that anyone who was not mishtachve had this gezerah against them. So even though Nebuchadnezzar himself considered Daniel to be a god, the people didn't see him that way. So Nebuchadnezzar would not have been able to save him. The pressure would have been too great to throw Daniel in as well. So why wasn't Daniel thrown into the Kifshan? Daniel must have been somewhere else. So Amar Rav, Lemichra Nahara Rabba B'Tveria. Daniel was sent on a mission by Nebuchadnezzar to go dig a river in Tveria. Ushmol Amar, La'asuye Bizra Da'aspasta, to bring a certain type of grass, a certain type of plant for machal behema that they could use for feeding animals. That's where Nebuchadnezzar had sent him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, La'asuye Chaziri D'Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He was sent by Nebuchadnezzar to bring pigs from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, where they grow really nice pigs, in order to be Megadel Chazirim in Bavel as well. So that's what he was sent on such a mission. You're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim, so that's only if you're going to go to live there. But if you're just going for Schara alone, so the Rishonim point out that's Mutter. That's what they quote from the Yerushalmi, that you can't bring a Raya from Daniel, that you're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. He was only going for Schara to Mitzrayim. So these are the three possibilities of where Daniel was, but in all possibilities, he was sent on some sort of mission so he would be out of the picture. He wouldn't have to face this Nisayon. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, that third possibility that he went to get Chazirim from Mitzrayim so they could be Megadil Chazirim in Bavel, Eini, is that really possible that they were able to get Chazirim to be Megadel from Mitzrayim? Vatna, and the Mishnah Becharos tells us when it talks about different things that make an animal a treifa, Todos HaRofei Omer, Todos HaRofei told the Chachamim, he was apparently a veterinarian who knew what would make an animal a treifa and what would not, so he told the Chachamim that if you have an animal that the Beis HaRechem is removed from the animal, it's a treifa. But ain't part of a Chaziri Yotza the Chachamim thought that it's a treifa. He was trying to dispel that notion that just because a Beis HaRechem is removed from an animal, just because an animal's uterus is removed and the animal is not able to have children, does not make it a treifa, Todos HaRofei insisted. And he explained, Ein parva chazira yotze me Alexandria shel Mitzrayim she'ein chot chine em shela. Every single parva chazira that they export from Alexandria in Mitzrayim, they remove the rechem b'shvil shelo teilet, so that it shouldn't be able to have children, because they don't want people being megadel chazirim and megadel paros the way that they have in Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, because it would kill their business. They want people to be able to constantly come back to them to get more of these wonderful animals, so they would always cut out the em shela. And yet these animals obviously lived. They lived way more than 12 months. They were still perfectly healthy. So you see, it's not a treifa. But that was Todus's point. But what we see from Todus's point is that you would never go to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim if your interest was in being Megadel Chazirim. You'd go to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim if you needed a pig, but not if you wanted to be Megadel Chazirim, because they were always Chotei Chaim Shela. So what was Daniel being sent there for? So Zutri Aiti Dubelo Datayu. Now Daniel brought small Chazirim, and that way they didn't realize. So what didn't they realize is Machlokas Rishonim. Either the Mitzrim didn't realize that he was bringing them to be Megadol Vlados. They thought he just wanted to eat them, and therefore they didn't cut out the Eim Shalem. They didn't cut out the womb. They allowed him to get these little ones out. That's how Rashi says. Yad Ramah says, no, he brought little ones out. He snuck them out. Not that they were okay without cutting out the womb. They had no idea that he was leaving with these little Chazirim, because they were little tiny Chazirim. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Hayu Ba'osa Eitza. The idea of having Daniel not present at the time of the whole episode with Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah was something that there were three that all were happy about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. Meaning this was part of the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was also part of Daniel's personal plan. It was also part of Nebuchadnezzar's plan. They all wanted Daniel not to be present. Normally we say Shlosha Hayu Ba'osa Eitza means there was a meeting of the minds, that the three got together. That's clearly not what it means over here. It means that they were all mechavin to the same idea of not having Daniel there, but there's no way Nebuchadnezzar was sitting there having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about whether Daniel should be there or not. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking was, Nezel Daniel Mehacha, let's get Daniel out of here, to Lelemru B'Zechusei Yisnatzel, so that people will not, the Yumos Olam would otherwise say that the only reason Hanani, Mishael, V'Azari were saved was in the Zechus of Daniel, because Daniel was the most famous of all of them, and he would be the one that was credited with the entire thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Hanani, Mishael, V'Azari to get their due. Daniel Amar, Ezel Mehacha, Daniel said, I better get out of here, to Lelekayim B'Psil Elohim, Tis from Be'esh, I don't want the pasuk fulfilled about me, about their gods being burnt in the fire, meaning I'm not going to bow to the Tselem. Nebuchadnezzar is going to throw me into the Kivshan Eish, like he promised that he's going to do to anyone who's not Mishtachvel the Tselem, and I'm afraid I'm not going to be safe, so I'm not going to be saved from the Eish. So since Nebuchadnezzar made me a god, he turned me into an Avod Zarah, I don't want Psil Elohim Tishfun Be'esh to be Mekuyim in me, meaning I am an Avod Zarah. So if I get thrown into the Kivshan Eish, I'll be burnt because Psil Elohim Tishfun Be'esh. So that's what the Medrash says, that if Daniel would have been thrown into the fire, he would have been burnt. So Rav Yosef Engel in Galyonei Hashas explains that even though Baal Chai, that's Nevad, is not really P'sil Elam Tishvun Be'esh, meaning a living human being that's worshipped, it does not really take on the status of an Avod Zara. So Daniel was an Adam Chai, would not have been Chai of Shreifa, but a Baal Chai that's Nevad, even though it's Mutter for a Hedyot, but it's Asulim Zbeach. So if you have an animal that's Nevad, it's Asulim Zbeach. So if they would have thrown Daniel into the Kivshan Eish, he would have had to be on a very high level in order to be saved. And that Maila is like the Maila Samizbeach. So since the Baal Chai that's Nevad is not Roy Lemizbeach, Rav Yosef Engel points out, Daniel thought he wasn't going to be saved. So that's why Daniel didn't want any part of this. He didn't want to be anywhere near there. Nebuchadnezzar didn't want Daniel there because Yazel Daniel Meach, he said, get Daniel out of here. Delalemer, Kalyalelehe Benura. I don't want people to say that about me that I burned my own God in a fire. Ominayin de Sagaday, how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar actually worshipped Daniel? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says that after Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that all of his other chacham were unable to interpret, but Dayin Malka Nebuchadnezzar nafal alan poi, ul Daniel sagid, the Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and he bowed to Daniel. So you see that he wanted to be makriv korban mincha, to be menaseh chayayin lefanav, because he considered Daniel to be a god. He didn't do it because Daniel wouldn't accept any of his korbanos, but he wanted to do all of that. So you see that he considered Daniel to be a god. So now the Gemara tells us that not only were Hanani, Mishael, V'Azari thrown into Kivshan Eish, there were two Nevi'ei Sheker that were thrown into Kivshan Eish. Yirmiyahu sent from Yerushalayim to the Golem in Bavel many Nevuos, Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos, and one of the Nevuos that he sent is Ko'amar Hashem Tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael, El Achav ben Koloya, Vel Tzidkia ben Ma'asaya, Hanibayim L'chol B'Shmila Shaker. That these are two Nevi'im that are Misnave B'Shem Hashem, but it's all a Sheker. So the Pasuk continues that I'm giving them B'Yad Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and he's going to take care of them. So Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'lukach me'am klal l'chol galos Yehuda, Asher bavel e'mar yisimcha Hashem kitzidkiyahu cha'achav, Asher kala melech bavel ba'esh, that the melech bavel burnt them in a fire. Asher srafam lo ne'mar, but it's interesting, the word that it uses to describe the burning is not srafam, ela asher kalam, but that they were toasted. So Amar Yochum, Mishum Rav Shimon Yechai, Melamit shasayim k'kloyos, that the way they were burnt is the way you would toast nuts. But so the Rashi understands that means that they were burnt from the outside, as opposed to the way we would do Srefa is from the, or the Marsha explains that we would do Srefa from the inside. We would pour molten lead down someone's throat, but no, they do Srefa from the outside. Others say no, that they were, that their bodies weren't entirely consumed, that they were actually only burnt on the outside, which may have been a reflection of something good, of some zuchus that they had, that they weren't entirely burnt, or it could have been a punishment that they burnt more slowly, that they weren't burnt through and through. And the reason that they were burnt in the fire, the reason they were thrown into the fire, is because they did a terrible thing. They violated the adultery. So my Ovid, what exactly is the story of these Nevi'ei Sheker? These Nevi'ei Sheker went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Amarla, so Achav said to her, Komar Hashem, Hashmi El Tzidkia, that, you know, Hashem said, I have a Nevuah that you're supposed to sleep with Tzidkia. V'Tzidkia Amar, Kamar Shemesh Mielachav. And Tzidkia went, and this is the oldest trick in the book, and said, I got a nevuah that you should go and be with Achav. The Gemara talks about how Sochrim used to do this, that two merchants would come to town, and in town number one, merchant A would say, merchant B has much better merchandise than I do. So everyone would run to merchant B, even his competitor admit. And then in the next town, he would be Meshalim Lo Gemulo. He would say in kind about the other one, and that way they could drum up business for each other. So this is what he did. This is what they did with Neoth, that he said you should sleep with the other Navi. So Azav Amalei Lavua. So daughter Nebuchadnezzar, she goes to her father and says what exactly they're telling her. So Amalah Elohim Shalei L'Son Izima. Who Nebuchadnezzar sees right through it. The Jewish God hates Znos. Kiyosu L'Gabach Shadrinu L'Gabai. Next time they come to you, send them to me. Kiyosu L'Gabach Shadartinu L'Gabai Avua. So that's exactly what she did. Amaluhu Man Amaluchon. So Nebuchadnezzar said to them, who told you such nevuos that this is what's supposed to happen? Amru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, what do you mean? We're Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. I asked Hanani Mishal V'Azari V'Amrli Asr, and they told me that such a thing is Asr to do. Amru Le, they said, Ananami Nevi'i Kavasayhu. Yeah, but we're Nevi'im like Hanani Mishal V'Azari as well. L'ditu lo Amrlu L'didan Amrlan. So they didn't get this Nevu'ah, but we got this Nevu'ah. So you got to listen to us. So Amrlu Af Anobi Ino Divdekinu Keich Dibidaktinu L'Hanani Mishal V'Azari. You know what? You claim you're as great as Hanani Mishal V'Azari. Let's put you through the same thing we put them through, and we'll see how you turn out. So I'm going to throw you into the Kifshan Eish. Amalei, so they had a quick response. Inan Tlasav Avanan Train. No, there were three, so the Zchus of three people, they were able to be saved. We're only two people, we're not going to be saved. So Nebuchadnezzar responded right back. Amalehu Bachru L'chon Mandabisa Ba'adayu. Okay, Ba'adayu. So pick a partner. Pick who you want to come with you. Any tzaddik in the world, and I'll be happy to throw him into the fire with you. Amru Yoshua Kohen Gadol. So they chose someone who's Taka Tzaddik. They chose Yoshua Kohen Gadol, hoping that in his zuchus they'll be saved. Savri leisi Yoshua denav zuchusay megana alan. They said, let Yoshua Kohen Gadol come and he'll save us because he has a great zuchus. So achesiu Vishadinu inu iklu Yoshua Kohen Gadol ichru v'manei, and they threw, so they brought him and they threw him all into Nebuchadnezzar, threw him all into the fire. They burnt, Acham and Tzidkio burnt, but Yoshua Kohen Gadol, his clothing got singed. Shnemar ve'erenius Yoshua Kohen Gadol omi l'fnei malach Hashem, and uksiv ayom Hashem el Satan yigar Hashem b'cha, but he was an ud mutzal me'esh, so he was an ud mutzal me'esh, and ud is an eitz that's burnt a little bit on the outside, so the outside, the clothing of Yoshua Kohen Gadol was burnt, but Yeshua Kohen Gadol himself was saved. So Amalei Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, I don't really understand what I just saw. Yadana de tzadika atu. On the one hand, I know for sure you're a tzaddik because you didn't die. Elamai taima hanya b'chapor tenura. But why is it that the fire was able to affect you at all? Chanani Mishal v'Azariah lo hanya bu klal, but Chanani Mishal v'Azariah, the fire had no effect on them. Their clothing was fine as well. Amalei inu tlasa v'anachad. He said, yeah, because there are three of them. There's only one of me. So their great zuchus managed that nothing happened to them. Amaleisun v'chanetzah said to Yeshua v'Avram yachidava. Avram Avinu was a yachid. Hasam lo avru rishayim badei. So he said, yeah, but Avram Avinu was saved because he was alone. So the rishayim weren't bringing him down. I had to be in there with two rishayim. V'lo yisyav rishus l'nura. So when Avram was in the fire, that fire was not given rishus to burn at all because there was nothing for it to burn. But hachav rishayim badei v'yisyav rishus l'nura. I was thrown in together with rishayim. So this fire was given permission to work, so the fire worked on the others, so it worked a little bit on me. That's what they say. If you take two dry logs and one wet one, the wet one will end up burning also because on account of the fire that's created by the dry logs. Well, my time, Yanish says Gemara. Okay, that's what he answered Nebuchadnezzar. But what's the real answer? The Gemara right away realizes that's a dechia. That's not really the answer. Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's bochein between Tipa Latipa, you know, like the Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph about Basra, when Eov says, maybe Hechlafta Eov LaOyev, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu who knows the exact moment where all of nature can work and is Machave in everything in such great detail, what he's not going to be able to distinguish to make a fire work for them and not work for him. These are clear Dechios, just to be Yorid El Adas, to Nebuchadnezzar, but it's not the real answer. What's the real answer? Why Yoshua Kohen Gadol is punished? Amrav Papa His sons married women that were inappropriate for kuna, and he didn't do anything to object to it. It says he was wearing dirty clothing. Why would Yeshua Kohen Gadol be wearing dirty clothing? It means that his children married women who were inappropriate, and he didn't do anything to try to stop it. What does the pasuk mean when it says about Rus HaMoavia that she told Naomi when she came back from picking Saorim in the field, so she described what Boaz did, and she said, you know what Boaz gave me? He gave me 6 pieces of barley. So Gemara says, "My Shesha Saorim, what are 6 pieces of barley that Boaz gave? Ilema Shesh Saorim Mamish, if it means literally Shesh Saorim, Chidarkash Boaz Lite Matana Shesh Saorim, Boaz would give such a lousy matana of Shesh Saorim. You know, the Mishnah in Peah says that when you give to an ani by the Goran, you got to give at least a half a kav saorim. And Boaz is going to give as this great gift Shesh Saorim. Nah, Ella Shesh Se'in. No, he would give Shesh Se'in. Maybe that's what he gave, but that doesn't make sense either because Chidarkash Alisha Litol Shesh Se'in. You know, heavy Shesh Se'in is? There's no way she would be able to carry Shesh Se'in. So what does it mean? Ela Remez Ramaz La Shasid and Shisha Banim Latzeisim Mena Shemiz Barakum B'Shesh Brachos Ve'eluhein David U'Mashiach Daniel Hanani Mishal V'Azariah. It was a remez that she was going to get 6 brachos. That's why he gave her 6 sa'orim, about the 6 great milos, the 6 great things that were going to that were going to come from her. So what he actually gave her, whether he actually gave her Shesh Sa'orim, or that's the pasuk's way of describing that he gave her the news of what could one day descend from her, whatever it means. But that's what it's a reference to on one level or another. How do I know about each of these 6? David, the pasuk says, when they were looking for someone to serve Shaul, to be menagin for Shaul, in order that the ruach ra that was affecting Shaul should leave him. It says, "Vayanech on me'ana'arim." One of Shaul's advisors, we're going to identify as Doeg, said, "Vayomri ne'ri'isi ben li'ishai beisalachmi." You know, Yishai has a son, Yodea Nagin, the Gibor Chayil, the Ish Milchama, Unavon Davar, the Ish Toar, Vashemi Mo. 6 different praises about David HaMelech. That Doeg was saying these 6 praises as Lashon Hara. It's an amazing comment about how powerful Lashon Hara is. It sounds like he gave him 6 compliments. Compliments could be Lashon Hara as well. If a person is giving compliments in order to arouse jealousy or in order to arouse negative feelings, which is exactly what Doeg was trying to do, so that's also Lashon Hara. That's why Doeg was such a master of Lashon Hara. Yodea Nagin, Sheyodea Lishol. It means he knows how to ask questions. Gibor, Sheyodea Lahashiv. He knows how to answer questions in learning. Ish Milchama, Sheyodea Lisa Litin Milchamta Shal Torah. He knows how to fight the Melchamta Shel Torah. Novon Davar, Shemevin Davar Mitoch Davar. He has deep understanding, even things that are not evident on the surface. Ish Tawar, Shemarapanam Ba'alacha. Ish Tawar means he's able to bring rayas to whatever he says in Alacha. And then the last thing, Vashem Imo, Shalacha Kamosa B'chol Makom. That Alacha is like him everywhere, meaning he has such a chush for Psak that when he says something, that's the Alacha always follows everything that he says. And that requires a certain amount of Siyata D'Shemaya. You have sometimes great genius who are very strong in learning, but there's just like this sixth sense that they lack in a chush for psak. So he's saying, "David HaMelech halacha kamoso b'chol makom." I think that was the lashon that in the letter of Moshe Soloveitchik wrote for the Rav when the Rav came to America was halacha kamoso b'chol makom. That he has this incredible knack for being correct. So b'chulu, anyway, by all these things that Doeg said about David, Amrlu Yonasan b'ni kamahu. Shaul wasn't jealous. He said, "My son Yonasan is just as good." Kibun damrlei v'ashemi mo milsa dibididei nami lo avabe chalish daiti v'ikanibe. Once he said that Hashemi mo, and that's something that Shaul himself didn't have, so that's what aroused Shaul's jealousy. And that's what began the negative relationship between Shaul and David, a relationship that had every reason to be a great relationship, but became a very negative negative relationship. It started on the wrong foot. That's the way they were introduced to each other. The Bishal Ksiv, by Shal it says, V'chol asher yifnei yarshia, U'bidavid Ksiv, V'chol asher yifnei yatzliach. So you see that David had this knack for being matzliach, in being able to figure things out correctly. Minolin to Doikava, how do we know that this Echad Hana'arim that told of these great milos of David was in fact Doeg? It doesn't say that it was Doeg. Well, Ksiv Hachal, the Pasuk says, V'yan Echad Min Ha'arim, Miyuchat Shebin Ha'arim. Echad Min Ha'arim means he was the greatest of the Na'arim. Ksiv Hasam, and it says about Doeg when David was running away from Shaul to Novir HaKohanim, V'sham Ish Me Avdei Shaul Bayomahu, Netzar Lefnei Hashem, Ushmo Doeg Ha'adomi, Abir Aroh, Mesher L'Shol, that he's Netzel L'Fnei Hashem, he stopped himself from the old Moed that was in Nov in order to learn a lot of Torah. He was Abir Aroh, he was the Av Beis Din, and since he's called the Abir Aroh, that means he was the greatest amongst them. So he and it identifies him directly as Doeg. So Doeg was the one that told Shol that David, that the city of Nov was harboring the criminals, harboring the fugitive, David HaMelech, even though the city of Nov had no idea that David was even a fugitive. They thought that he was on a mission from Shaul, and that's what and that's why Doeg, through his Lashon Hara, got Shaul to kill out the entire city of, to order at least the killing of the entire city of Nov Yer HaKohanim, which is something that David blamed himself for later on, that he thought that it was his fault, that he should have somehow not put them in harm's way. Anyway, so that was David who descended from Rus. Mashiach, what about Mashiach? Tchsiv, the Nevu of Yishayo, about Mashiach, says, V'nachalav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Hachmavino, Ruach Hetz, Ruach Das, V'Yiras Hashem. So he had a Ruach Hashem, these six milos, Chachma, Bina, Eitza, Gvura, Das, and Yiras Hashem. Uksiv V'Aricho B'Yiras Hashem. It's V'Aricho B'Yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Melamit She'Tino Mitzvos V'Yisurim Kerei Chaim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu burdens Mitzvos and Yisurim, many sufferings on Mashiach, like a Kerei Chaim, which is very heavy. Rava Amar, Demorech V'Doin. No, it means that Mashiach has the ability to judge based on sniffing something, based on smelling. Because it says that he's harecho b'yiras Hashem v'lo l'mara ein av yishpot. It's not based on what he sees that he judges. V'shavet b'tzedek dalem v'lcheach b'mishar lan ve'aretz. Even though he doesn't see and he doesn't hear, he's still able to judge b'tzedek through reyach alone. So this is all the achronim start discussing. Are you allowed to do that? Lo b'shamayim he. So he's going to use some ruach hakodesh that he's able to sniff out who's guilty, who's innocent. What about lo b'shamayim? So he suggests that no, what he could tell with ruach, with his reyach, was the metzius. So you're able to determine the metzius based on ruach hakodesh. You're just not able to paskin a halacha based on ruach hakodesh. Once the metzius is correct, he's able to know this guy stole $100 from that guy. So then you don't need, it doesn't take such a great chacham to paskin a halacha. But to be mevar the metzius of what actually happened, that he has to be able to do. And in fact, the Rambam in Igeres Teiman, when he writes a letter about a false messiah that everyone was following, that people were following, he says, I understand why the ignorant people are following this false messiah. But the person he's writing the letter to, he says, why would you follow this false? Don't you know what Mashiach has to? He has to be a level of nevuah that's mamish, just a single madrega below Moshe Rabbeinu. He has to be able to have a ruach hakodesh. He has to be able, and this false messiah you're following has none of those things. The Gemara tells us about another false messiah, Bar Koziba Malach Tartin Shun and Palga. He was He ruled in Beitar for 2.5 years. Amr l'Rabbanan anam Mashiach. L'Rabbanan anam Mashiach. He told the Rabbanan, I'm Mashiach. Amr lei, but Mashiach siv de marach v'da'in. Yeah, Mashiach can smell and judge. Nechzi anan I marach v'da'in. Let's see if you could do the same. Kivin dechaziyu de la marach v'da'in katlu. They saw he couldn't do that, and they killed him. He was a Navi Sheker. Daniel Hanani Mishal v'Azariah. How do I know that these four are great descendants of Rus? T'chsiv b'hu, it says about them, Asha'in b'hem kol mo'um v'tuvei maru maskilim b'chol chachma v'yodei das v'mavini mada v'ashar koach b'hem lamod b'heichal ha'melech l'lamdom sefer v'loshon kazdim. That they had these six great qualities, that they had no mum, they were tovei maru, they were maskilim b'chol chachma, they were yodei das, they were mavini mada, and they were koach b'hem. Mare asha'in b'hem kol mum, what does it mean they had no mum? Amr rabbi chama b'rabbi chanina afilu kirivda du kusil t'lav b'hu. Even the scratch you would get from bloodletting that a person would have, they didn't even have that. They mamish were flawless physically. Maya asher koach b'hem lamod b'eichel ha-melech. What does it mean they had the koach to stand b'eichel ha-melech? Amar b'cham r'b'chanina melamed shayu on sinas atzman min ha-schok, min ha-sicha, min ha-shena, ma'amid al-atzman b'shashen zrach l'nekveim, min ha-emes malchus. They lived like malachim. They didn't, they weren't engaged in frivolity, in sicha b'teila, in too much sleep. They they didn't go to the bathroom when you know, at certain times because of Emas HaMelech. So Vayihi Bahem Mibnei Yehuda Daniel Chanani Mishael Ve'Azariah. So the pasuk says that amongst the Yeladim that Ashpenaz Rav HaSarisim brought to Nebuchadnezzar were Daniel Chanani Mishael Ve'Azariah. Amar Ablazar Kulan Mibnei Yehuda Heim. They were all from Bnei Yehuda. Shlomo Rachmeni Amar Daniel Mibnei Yehuda Chanani Mishael Ve'Azariah Mishar Shvatim. Only Daniel is from Yehuda. The others were from Shar Shvatim, and therefore he obviously disagrees with the Sheish Saorim Drasha that Hanani Mishael Ve'Azariah could not have descended from Rus if they were from Shar Shvatim. Why are Daniel, Hanani Mishael Ve'Azariah described as Sarisim? Ravam Sarisim Mamish, that they were unable to have children because that's what kings would do to their primary officers to make sure that they were totally focused on the service of the king. They shouldn't be bogged down with family. Rabbi Chanina Amar Shenistaris Avodah Zarah B'Yemehem. No, it's a compliment that Avodah Zarah was Nistaris in their days. Well, Bishlam L'Mad Yamar Shenistaris Avodah Zarah B'Yemehem Hainu D'Chsev V'Chavalo Asi B'Hon El'Mad Yamar Sarisim Mamish Mai V'Chavalo Asi B'Hon. What does V'Chavalo Asi B'Hon mean? So Chavalo Denura, it means that the fire didn't affect them. V'Chsev V'Reach Nor Lo Ados B'Hon. But it already says in a separate pasuk that the fire didn't affect them. So Lo Chabala V'Lo Recha. Not only were they not burnt by the fire, even the smell of fire didn't affect them. Bishlam L'Mad Yamar Shenistaris Avodah Zarah B'Yemehem Hainu D'Chsev. If you say that it was Avodah Zarah was Nistaris, Kicho Amar Hashem L'Srisim Asher Yishmu Hashem Sosai. Almad Yamar Srisim Mamish Mishtoi Krab Gnusi D'Tzadiki. The pasuk would talk about the Gnus of a Tzadik to refer to that. So it says Mara Hava Ha Hava Buhu. No, both of those things were true about them. Bishlam L'Mad Yamar Srisim Mamish Hainu D'Chsev Vesi V'Chamos Yad V'Shem Tov Mibanum Mibanos. If they were Srisim, it says that their reputation was better than Banum Mibanos. Almad Yamar Nistaris Avodah Zarah B'Yemehem Mai Tov Mibanum Mibanos. Why does it say that it was better than Banum Mibanos? They had families. So they had families, but they ultimately died. That they had this great shame. That's a reference to Sefer Daniel, who actually had a Sefer named after him. So next we're going to talk about Nehemiah and why he didn't have a Sefer named after him.